Blog Talk Radio.
Right about man.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we beginning to hush not. Block Talk Radio, listen in lush spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together is like a dream team. A Bronx bummer who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Ray said getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Yo, it's your girl, Leslie Lush, live in the building. You know what I'm saying? Each and every Friday, it goes down on Lush Radio Online, man. And tonight, we got the beautiful, the sexy, the legend, the icon. Open up for Jay-Z real soon. The one, the only, the original Spinderella, live in the building on Lush Radio Online. In Team Studios, our home base, live in the building in the Bronx. Stand up. What up? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all of our sponsors. Team Studios, number one. You know what I'm saying? We love them to death. Also, E2K Magazine. And also, it's a She Thing for actually providing us with this interview today. And also, Elite Print and Diverse Media Group, LLC. You can find Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221. For all your recording and mixing needs, you know, 7 days a week, 24 hours, rooms are available. Between Willow and Bruckner, come through. Log on to www.teamentertainment.net and follow them on Twitter at TeamENT. One, you know what I'm saying? You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. You know, the topic today, actually, you know, say shout out to my girl Rose holding us down on the switchboard and my man Chill. And you know, baby Spinderella live in the building with us, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Digging with us. She might be on the ones and twos, too. You don't know, you know what I'm saying? But we live in the building right now. And I just want to say that I'm just really happy right now. It's Friday. Today's topic we're talking about basically is you know, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, get stressed out in life. How do you deal with stress in your life? You know what I'm saying? How do you deal with stress in your life? And how do you deal with, you know what I'm saying, just the life in general? You know, we're going through recession and all that stuff. But I really don't think that there's a recession. But how do you deal with stress in your life? Call in at 347-826-7722. We're going to be going live in a few on Ustream. But right now I got my girl, the original Spinderella, live in the building with us right now. So, you know what I'm saying? Can I get some claps? Can I get an encore? Do you want to call? You know what I'm saying? We live in the building right now. So, Spin, you know, before we get into it, man, you got any shout-outs or anything that you want to, you know, say to the people real quick, and, you know, before we get into the interview?
My shout-outs could be very extensive, so I'm going to just say shout-out to everybody because there's just too many. We'll be here till tomorrow, but I'm shouting out everybody, for real, for real. So shouts out to the BX, everybody in the BX, all the five boroughs. You know how we do. We get it in.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. And for y'all fellas out there, man, this woman right here is beautiful. drop dead gorgeous, man. But hands off. She about her business. She doing her thing, and she live here, man. Tell us, you know what I'm saying, you know, what got you started into the music industry and everything, you know? Did you originally start as, you know, doing DJing or you know, because some of us going, you know, as dancers or singers and stuff, and then, you know, we change, we switch it around. Did you originally start at DJing?
I was DJing, singing, dancing. I was doing everything. You know, when you're a shorty coming up, you know, you listen to the music. The music's gonna make you dance, and you sing. You know, I come from a musically inclined family, so we did everything. We played instruments, we danced, we sang. DJing was just that was just what we did. You know, we played the records. Everybody party. You know how we do. We party hard. We're people. We party people. So, you know, music comes with it. You know, so DJing was just a part of it. That was a part of it. It's not, you know. It was in me, you know, it was just something that I did, you know.
Who gave you your first turntables? How did you learn to DJ?
Oh, my God. Who gave me my first turntables? Well, my mom.
My mom actually gave me my first turntables because she loves music. So she always is about the turntables and everything. So we had, you know, I come from an era where we had straight-on turntables.
Oh, okay.
And you had to, like, pull it back on the groove, you know, get that little break part going over and over again, or that little favorite part of your record or whatever. So I'm old school, so I take it back like that. So I can officially say my mom had the first time table, you know? That's what it is.
The whole name Cinderella, you know, When did you get blessed with that whole entire name? Was that your creation, or that was you know, somebody dealt you with that at that time?
Let me tell you, it's crazy because when I was man young, my favorite Disney characters. I mean, it was Cinderella. Everybody loved Cinderella. Cinderella had the fairy tale. You know, you was gonna meet the guys that come and sweep you off, you know, white horse or whatever, and take you in this. You know, you meet them at the ball or whatever. You know, everybody gets all, you know, teary-eyed and mushy and sentimental about the Cinderella thing. So she was always my favorite. I had everything of hers. I had the lamp, the little record player, and all, you know, all these little things. The watch. I remember the watch. The baby blue. She's still rocking baby blue. You know, and I really wanted her to have a pink dress. Pink was my color, but she had babies with her.
I remember that next time. When you tell me I'm going to have some pink.
Yes, you got to have some pink for me. Pink is my color. And it's crazy because I love pink before. Pink was even a very famous color, you know, before everybody started rocking pink. You couldn't even find pink. Like, you could find a nice pair of pink shoes, but then you couldn't find a dress to match or a shirt to match. Peach or some other color, right?
Yeah.
You couldn't find them. And they started, like, making all the pink colors. And I was like, oh, yeah, right. We could, you know, match it up and everything. And that's what it was. So get me something pink.
I'm going to get you some pink.
I'm feeling her nails hard.
Yo, I'm saying, got a little pink in there. A little pink in there.
I feel like I'm in the house of Prince right now. So much purple on my head. You know what I'm
saying? Shout out to my girl Ella for sneaking a purple one out. And also,
shout out to Ella.
For real, you know. You know, another thing, you know, with your music career, you know, being a female, what do you feel is the hardest adversity, you know, with this music industry in general?
Well, being a female, period. Being a female, because it's always been, it's a male-dominated everything, world, everything. Industry, it's always been a male-dominated industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been hard for females because, you know, it took a long time for us to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're still rising, we're still fighting, you know, to get that position, you know, stand with the males, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's being in the industry for women, it's really hard because, you know, we're not expected to be the ones who can, you know, who can run the record companies and do all these things, you know. So even as artists, you know, it's like it's hard for the females because it's so deep. It's so deep because it's like with us, it's like, you know, we got the thing where we fight with sex cells and we got to get up there and, you know, we got to put it on.
Yeah.
We got to spread the butter twice.
Well, I don't want to say it.
They got to spread it twice. You know? You already know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so, That's a thing that, you know, whether, you know, we female bosses or, you know, we just in the industry in general, it's one of the hardest things we all got to deal with. And it's sad to say, we got to work extra hard than the men do.
Yeah,
half the time, we better than y'all.
That's what
we're better than y'all.
You know, on the real though, it can happen. You know, it can happen. We can do it. You know, the whole thing with the females is that we always have this thing where we're like, you know, we're bickering, we're competing with each other.
Uh-huh.
You know, you looking better than me.
Yeah.
I got to look better than her. I got to look better than her. This and that. But it's not. I think women are coming to terms to realize that it's not about that. Men have made us compete with each other from day one.
Mm-hmm.
And we compete. What are we competing for? We competed for them.
Yeah.
You know, to win them.
Uh-huh.
When we just needed to just be who we are.
That's
you know, we are who we are. Because without us, there is no them.
That's definitely.
You know, we gave birth to you.
You know what I'm saying?
All you have, we have it, and some. I got chills going through
Emma
right now.
Oh, man. Oh, man. And it's definitely, you're right about everything that you just stated right there, Cinderella. It's a lot of different, like, female organizations. I know they got, you know, Sisters of Hip Hop or something. Yeah, you know, with my girl name? Oh yeah, MC Light. She's doing her thing, Hip Hop Sisters. You know, you got Underground Girls of Hip Hop with my girl out there in Cali.
Right.
There's so many different organizations, and you know, the thing
Murder
that I yeah, Murder Mommies is you
right.
know, and then you got situation. You know, when most female groups start off, we get the bickering and everything. Because women, like you say, sometimes they're catty.
Very.
You know.
Very.
How do you feel, you know, is it to work with females nowadays versus back in the day working with females in the female unity?
You couldn't work with females back in the day. Because they still, in that castle, you know, their mind, that mindset was where I'm competing with her. Oh, no, I can't give her this position, or, you know, she's going to supersede me, and, you know, she's going to outdo me, and I, you know, I got to keep her back, I got to keep her down. But, and that's the same mentality that the males had about the female supersede.
Yeah.
Because sexually, you know, we have the thing with sex cells, and we're looking, you know, sexy, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're intimidated by that, and go, okay,
mm-hmm.
well, you know, we don't have the body, so we, you know, we can't let her get up there and get the position, we got to pull her back. And that's what's been in, and a lot of different, you know, scenarios with the females were held back then. You know, you couldn't do it because it was still in that mindset. Where today, the women, a lot of them realize what it is. A lot of them, you know, have gained knowledge of self and everything. And, you know, you got to love and respect yourself. And if you love and respect yourself, then you got to love and respect the next woman, because we are all we're the same,
mm-hmm.
you know. And we have to have each other's backs, you know, because it's dog-eat-dog world out there. And every man is one, so. So it's better for you
mm-hmm.
to, you know, to actually support another woman, because that woman has the same mindset that you do. If, you know, if you can get past the barriers and everything, you guys can be on the same wavelength and understand that we're both trying to reach the same goals and things like that. And two is always better than one, and three is better than two, and four is better than three. If we all come together and we unite, we can all, you know, watch each other's back and get the job done. It's about the end of the day. Let's get the job done. Where are we trying to go?
Yeah.
We can't grow if we don't get, you know, get past that and come together, you know, and mesh and, you know, be that unit and make it happen. We can't sit back and just wait for some male to help us get to the next level. When we can do it ourselves. Like I said, we give birth to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we give birth to that, then we can do what you're doing. We know what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
Just like they say, behind every strong man is a
strong woman.
Yeah. Hey.
That's no problem. You know,
you got to tell. Exactly. We can do it for you, and what makes for the men, and what makes you think we can't do it for ourselves?
That's the truth. That's the
truth.
You know, that's why we got things like Street Queens, the movement.
That's
the street thing, you know.
Women
working together to make improvements out here, you know what I'm saying? I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm just saying.
So before we get deeper into it, you know, for the people that's on Twitter, and for the people, you know, that want to get in contact with you, book you and everything like that, put your Twitter out there, the websites that we need to go to, you know what I'm saying, check you out, you know what I'm saying? Put that out there for the people.
That's what's up. Well, right now you can find me on Facebook, you know, hit me up on Twitter. I ain't too much into the switching. Everybody else be twittering for me. But my Facebook is the original Cinderella on Facebook. You can find me. Just put my name, C-H-E-O-R-I-G-I-N-A-L, Cinda, S-C-I-N-D-A-R-E-L-L-A, every day, all day.
That's what I'm talking about.
Find me. Hit me up.
Didn't she sound so cute when she said that? She's so cute. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to check in on the Twitch board and see if my man Guru, you know, live in the building with us and stuff, calling from Jersey and see if he comes. But he's going to be calling live in the building, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my people out there in Jersey. So tell us some of the new things because, you know, I heard from a birdie.
Oh.
That, you know, you're going to be opening for my man Jay, you know, Holbrook, you know what I mean?
That's the stuff.
Tell us about the new things that's going on with the original Cinderella.
I just don't know what it is. But I just did this kid, Mikey J, did his video. He's got a video out called Super Fresh. You can YouTube it or whatever. You get that. He just did a new video called Can't Change Me. Shout out to Mikey J, the whole production. That's on the Ani Records. Then I did LC, artist called LC. He's on Universal. And Donnell Jones.
Okay, all right.
So the song is called Don't Trip. Actually, it's a remix. They had did it, but then they did a remix. So the remix is hot. It's hard. It's going to be released on September 2nd. Mikey J is going to be released on September 12th, the video. So those video heads out there, you know, nothing but other new releases. You can't wait, you know, to see the new one. It's there. We'll be there for you if you want to get a little tease. The tease is on, if you YouTube to get a tease, Google it or whatever, you'll find it. They got the pics, they got the little short videos, the little teasers. It's really nice. From there, with that being said, and recently we did a old school hip hop concert jam. You know, like back in the days, you had the jams. You know, you go to the park, so you have the DJs in the park and the whole nine. Well, we did something in High Ridge because High Ridge, which is connected. Those who don't know, that's in the Bronx, connected to Cedric and Cedar.
Oh, okay.
Cedric and Cedar is the avenue where those parks were called Cedric Park, Cedar Park, and they did the jams out there. So you had her. Shout out to Who Hurt,
yeah.
Okay, Grand Wizard Theodore, the Imperial JC,
what?
Original Clark Kent,
what?
You know, DJs from back in the day, the official that put it on the map, made it happen. You know, shout out to Paradise, came up there. Everybody was nice. Shout out to Nice and Smooth Greg, I love you. You know how we do. Greg Nice, those who don't know. It was really, really nice. Everybody kind of came together. We had, oh my God, original Tony Bones, DJ Sheldon, son Kevin Child, all of it. Oh, it was such a nice day to see everybody come together back up on the hill. Like people who, what we did was like people who, you know, who went out, you know, in the industry, tried and did something. They came back to the neighborhood and we showed, you know, love for DJs who groundbreaking. The ones who made, who put hip hop on the map. Okay, so we have Herc, who was a part of 1520 Cedric.
Okay.
Make that an official, you know, landmark for hip hop, to recognize hip hop, set the home of hip hop. And we had press out there, we did the interviews and everything. We had a nice little show, the DJs came, they laid it down. We had the Bronx Girl President came out.
What?
The Congressional Award. It was really, really nice.
Wow.
So that's a lot for my community. That's where I grew up. That's my hood.
See, you went and took my whole question away from me. I was about to ask you, what you
sorry.
And you just went and took all that. I'm Spanish.
You're more than too long.
You're too long.
And you asked me, I'm just bumping. Congressional Award because he did the the Bronx BX Anthem.
Okay.
And it was recognized by Hoover
okay.
and everything. So he came and he performed it along with Scientific for Wu-Tang.
Oh, okay.
So when they did that, so we're going to the studio, we're doing a remix.
Uh-huh.
So they were like, listen, we got to have you spin, you got to come. We're going to open the Bronx Borough President. You know, you're going to open for Jay-Z at Yankee Stadium.
What?
Because Yankee Stadium, that's my ground.
What?
Okay, so they might. Yes.
Yeah.
Jay-Z and Eminem. Exactly.
Did y'all hear that? I don't know if y'all heard that. But I'm just going to reiterate what she just said. She will be opening up for Jay-Z and Eminem at Yankee Stadium.
13th and 4th.
History, baby.
Yes. Official.
History.
Official.
Where is you at?
No,
look,
right here.
Live in the building, man.
No,
so how did you feel when you got that news, man?
Man, I was like, what? Listen, I have to put it on.
I put it on for myself.
All my friends.
I feel
absolutely, because me and Jay, like, Jay, that's my homie. We go back. Oh my God, Hawaii and Sophie days.
Wow.
He was a DJ himself.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's where
a lot of
y'all don't know
that. A lot of y'all. Jay-Z's
a DJ too.
Nothing new.
Absolutely.
Exclusive, Love Radio exclusive from your girl, the original Cinderella. You know what I'm saying? She said that he was actually a DJ. Y'all didn't know that?
Right.
Jay-Z used to be a DJ. That's an exclusive. I bet y'all don't even know that. Ask somebody. Call somebody.
And you talk about elevation. That's elevation. Elevation.
For real.
Yes. That's you can do anything you want. You can run to it. If that's what you want to do, you just got to say, focus, man. That's where he's stuck. You got to stay focused and do what you do. So, like,
definitely.
Right now.
And don't forget to call in at 347-826-7722. 347-826-7722. If you're just joining us right now, we have the original Cinderella live in the building with us. She's live on the Ustream camera. If you log on to www.letsradioonline.com, you can listen to us live. You can see us live right now. So just log on. I don't know if we're going to see if we got any callers. We got a caller from the 857 live in the building. Okay. Well, we're going to move on with the questions. We're going to go to some quick music real quick. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go to Eminem's, Not Afraid. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go into them and Not Afraid and go and play that joint real quick. We're going to go to a quick break. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to talk with my girl, Cinderella in a second. You know what I'm saying? Not Afraid. You know, look in the inbox with the N. But Not Afraid. We're going to go into that in a second. You know what I'm saying? Because we're not afraid to do our thing. You know what I'm saying? Holler at y'all.
I'm not afraid.
Yeah.
It's been a ride. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now, some of you might still be in that place. If you're trying to get out, just follow me. I'll get you there.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them. But you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'm gonna let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. So the world feed it beans. It's cashed up. If you think you're stopping me, I'm gonna be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all those who look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. No exams above, don't try to ask him why or how can he. From infinite down to the last relapse, I will be still. Whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he just bows out of him, whichever comes first, for better or worse. He's married to the game, like a fuck you for Christmas. His gift is a curse. Forget the earth, he's got the earth to pull it from the dirt and fuck the whole universe.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid.
I shouldn't have to rhyme these words in the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. For that, you're feeling. Instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. Instead of fans,
I'll never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last we laughed, CD was aired. Perhaps I ran them accents into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back, we clap, clap. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling, I don't know how. I'll wait you up, get back down. But I think I'm still trying to figure this crap out. Thought I had it mapped out, but I guess I didn't. This fucking black crowd still follows me around, but it's time to exercise these demons, these more. The two and jumping jacks now.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. Just take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand.
I did it for me. Admittedly, I probably did it subliminally for you, so I could come back a brand new me. You helped see me through, and don't even realize what you did. Believe me, you. I've been through the ringer, but they can do little to the middle finger. I think I got a tear in my eye. I feel like the king of my world. Haters can make like bees with no singers and drop dead. No more peace blingers, no more drama from now on. I promise to focus solely on handling my responsibilities as a father. So I solemnly swear to always treat this group like my daughters and raise it. You couldn't lift a single on it. Cause the way I feel, I'm strong enough to go to the club or the corner pub and lift the whole liquor counter up. Cause I'm raising the bar. I shoot for the moon, but I'm too busy gazing at stars. I feel amazing and
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Just take a stand.
Studio, man, you trying to drop your lyrics, man, get your mixing and mastering on, getting your recording on, man, and you're tired of all those cats just standing you up and you don't know what to do, then you need to holler at Team Studios. Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221, you know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. Follow them on Twitter at TeamENT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got rooms to rent. You looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on? Or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know. But you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got rooms for rent. Rooms for rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the world.
Yeah. It's your girl, Leslie Left Live in the building with the original Cinderella. You already know what it is, man. And shout out to Team Studios. You can find them at 752 East 137th Street, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221 between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard. All your mixing and mastering needs. 7 days a week, 24 hours. Rooms are available. You already know what it is, man. Don't forget to purchase the Lush Girls shirt. You know what I'm saying? The beautiful
Radio, and shout out to Spinderella. This is Future Guru 100, Joe. co-host from Jersey, Irvington. What up, Rush?
What up with you, man? What's poppin'?
I just want to shout out to the legacy they call Spinderella. She did definitely a fan. I'm a fan. Like, you know, that's real talk. Like, seeing her do her thing over the years and, you know, starting up businesses, like, all over the TV and all that, that's good. It's a good look right now, what we're doing. I'm actually in East Orange promoting this show. I'm promoting Lush Radio, ME2K, up in East Orange right now. So it's a good look. I'm networking, actually, with a couple of people out here that's really doing it big on the networking level for these artists, artist development. So whenever we get a platform to talk about artist development, count me in because we need it right now. So shout out to Spread It Out. What's up, Skin? Ooh, I'm feeling good. I said that.
I'm good. I'm here in the building, you know, repping hard for the females. What I do, Bronx represent every day, all day, you know.
I should have came to the Bronx. I wish I would have came to the Bronx tonight.
You should have came to the Bronx, man. You missing out, son. Word up.
I can't even see the picture tonight with Cinderella because I'm in my hood.
Hey, Goo, you got a question for Spinderella while she's live in the studio right now?
Do I got a question?
Yeah.
Yeah, you still DJing? Like, what's up? I know you're getting that bread.
Yeah, I'm going in. I'm back and I'm going in. Yo, she going big. You know who she going to be opening up for? You know the biggest concert everybody's been highly anticipated, waiting for? Jay-Z, Eminem, live, Yankee Stadium. Spinderella, the original Spinderella, will be opening up for that, y'all. That's what I'm talking about.
Damn, for Jay-Z, that's a good look. And
I'm
going in. When I said she's going, I shouldn't even ask that question then. Because, who else better to do it? Who else better to do it? That's all I can say at this moment. It's a proud moment. I'm glad to be a part of the show tonight. I'm glad to be a part of Lush Radio. And I'm glad Spinderella's in the building. I'm just mad I ain't getting no photo right now. Lush, enjoy the moment. I'm, like, definitely proud right now, this moment right now. This is a good look to show that unity, like. And Spinderella, I want to say keep doing your thing and reach to those new higher heights. Like, whoever want to rock with you, if they official for you, then they official for me. Like, go ahead and do that shit. Just, like, holler at us, yo.
That's why I had a promo right there. Over there, who represent the Jersey area. I think we got another caller from a block number. You know, we have another caller live on from a block number. Caller, you're live on Lush Radio Online with the original Spinderella. You got any questions? Tell us your name, where you calling from.
Hey, girl, what it do? What it do? This big thing's a May A&T from the West Coast, Bay Area. What's happening, Miss Spinderella?
Hey, how you doing? I'm good.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man. What up?
Hey, I think we remember each other. You came down, and I did security at this club for a promoter and stuff, and I ended up meeting you and your bodyguard and things like that at Jillian's, San Francisco, California, back in, what, 06, I think?
I'm not sure. I do a lot of things, and I'm probably, if I saw your face, so... Probably.
Yeah, man, it's a pleasure to have you on this phone call and stuff, and it's a pleasure for you. Hey, it's a pleasure for you to open up, you know, for Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying, M and Plies and stuff. That's a dramatic movement for the women, you know what I'm saying? So I salute you, for real.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you support the women. Thank you for supporting me. That's
what's up. Good night.
Big
things. You got any other questions for Spinderella while she's live in the building with us right now?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I do. Well, I think I have about one question that probably can sum everything out, you know, to my second question. What was your passion? Like, who was your to open up, you know, like being the first female DJ? Like, you know, what was your, like, your passion, what drove you, and basically, you know, just give me some, you know, like a short discussion about, you know, about what led you there, basically. That's it.
I can't understand what you're saying, Big Things. What is the question? Again, repeat that. We can't hear you.
Oh, okay, because somebody keep cutting in. I don't know who was it.
Yeah,
but,
more than one voice back there.
Oh, okay, but my question was...
Go ahead.
Y'all crazy. It's Mad Friday today, huh? No, but on the real, though, what got you into DJing, and why was it so important for you as a female to be the official first female DJ ever?
Did you hear why is it so important for me to be an official person to represent the women in hip hop?
Yeah. Basically, yes. Because what gave you the passion to be the DJ, and also what drove you after that? Because you made history doing that. So
that's what I was gonna say. Like, to answer your question, being that I come from a group, where we paved the way for females. You know what? Because whether I had been with Salt and Pepper or anybody, just, I have in the industry that's laid before I was even with them already. So this was something I was, it was destined for me to do it anyway. So why is it important? I guess because I'm a woman. So, being this is a male-dominated business, it would only, be best that I do it, that it would be me because, I'm the one who... I come from the group that we were the first ones to take it, mainstream. There you go. We were the ones to go mainstream to, let it be known, out in the world that there are female DJs, there are males and everything, and sort of, came in after, the blueprint of hip-hop. So I would be the point person to do that. I mean, I don't know anybody else is doing it, do you? I mean, we have... Jazzy Joy, but I barely hear anything from her. I mean, doing it.
Oh!
Joy ain't doing it. She's not repping my name the way she's supposed to. She tagged it and, trying to fly with it, but I don't really see her really doing any real significant things. And I don't feel like she can really do it because hip-hop comes from, the Bronx, the home of hip-hop and everything. She's not... from the Bronx. She don't know the people that I know. She hasn't done the things that I've done in hip hop to really say that she could be the one to really, put a stamp on it. Don't get me started.
Oh, hey, it's everybody on Friday. So in a second we want to go on to that a little bit. So you might want to go in.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So in a couple of seconds, you say, get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying?
So that we get Italian, I get to feel it.
I'm just letting y'all know right now, this is how we do right here, We got bottles of water delivered to us right now, Because, sometimes when we start talking,
I don't know what the question is.
Keep it in my brain,
man. I don't know over here.
Keep it in my brain. They're in my brain. They're in my brain.
That's a good thing. That's an excellent
point. But this, that leads me to the question, right? Since we're talking about females, what are some of the females that you're looking at right now, like that you personally think that might be the next one, or do you feel like you're kind of disappointed about what you see out here right now? With the
I haven't seen any. I haven't really seen any. I mean, you have Nicki Minaj. Shout out to Nicki Minaj. She's doing what she do, whatever. But there's no originality there. You know what I mean? I'm looking at her. It's like looking at Lil' Kim. That's what I said. Shout out to Lil' Kim. The original Barbie doll. What's good? The original Barbie. Hello. Some originality here. No, baby, you can get a new doll. You can name yourself after something. I don't know.
Hey,
but listen, I mean, look, do what you do. Do what I do. Get it in. Get your paper, whatever. I'm saying. I don't know. You know, like I said, that's out to her, whatever she do, what she do. But Lil' Kim was the one that really put the stamp on it. To me, it's like, you know, it's like, come on, it's like having another Cinderella. I mean, come on, we got one spin. Why we need another one?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Why we need another Barbie doll?
Yeah.
You know, Lil' Kim is the official original Barbie doll. She was the one with the different color hand, the whole nine. She was putting it in hard, and she was nasty with her style. And it's like, you know, come on. I mean, that's, give it up to her. I mean, and she's more like the hip hop Gaga. Yeah, she does with the crazy, you know, animated.
Yeah.
Trying to
bite you myself. Are you gonna bite me?
Yeah, like listen, she's not all good, you know. All right. You made your point.
You know, I mean,
Yeah, but think of what she do. The kids love her, and that's because there's no competition. There's no one to compete with her. There's really no, there is no one. There's not no really, there is no one. And everyone I talk to, they say the same thing. It's like, it's only like that, and, you know, they make it a big deal out of her because there's no one to compare, you know.
But just a question, right? When it comes to situations, if she didn't have that backing, financial backing, do you think she would be where she at? And do you think most of the females that might be slightly good or even up there,
There's females. I go through different, talent,
showcase
ones, and I'm going to tell you something. There's some females up there that can blow, okay? They can blow. They're metaphorical. It's crazy. But they may not get, get the push behind them because you got to have the all-around, you know, the whole complete package. You gotta have a look. You gotta have a presence. You have to have the skills.
Uh-huh.
And you have to have, you know, the power behind you. You know,
and also you gotta learn the business, man.
And you have to have your business savvy has to be very on point. And when you don't have all of those elements together, you know, to complete the whole package, that's where it's all along the wayside. And you'll just be known as crazy lyricist to get on the mic and do what you do, or, you know, whatever your talent is.
Yeah.
But you'll keep doing all these local things, and you'll never really hit the big, the big.
But you know what they're saying with that, but, like, this is another thing. Like, Nicki Minaj is dealing with, Lil Wayne's out in the southern area.
Okay.
But she's supposedly supposed to be from New York, apparently, or whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And, this whole North, and South thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that whole market? What do you feel like the people in the East Coast is lacking, the up North is lacking right now at this moment when it comes to this music industry, when it comes to artists in general?
Well, what it is, much exact. Anything outside of New York is like country. You go to Jersey, it's country.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you go to Connecticut. Right? So all it is that everybody's related the music, music advocates, they can relate to the South sound, the dirty South sound, whatever. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm quite sure you might have some family that's from the South.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk like, yo, what up, money? Now ain't no time but sugar one. And whereas you up north, and you know, you got your New York swing,
uh-huh.
and that's different. Now is the thing now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I remember going down south, and I see some family, whatever, and they got the old way. We used to tease them, like, y'all better get it together. Y'all better go to the doctor, and they're all like, here they come, they come new y'all. And like, yeah, we come new y'all. You know? And now you throw that on the record, and it's platinum.
Yeah.
See, and you know what it is, Susie? We never married each other.
Oh, okay.
We didn't marry each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, say, for instance, Tupac.
Yeah.
Tupac was from New York, but Tupac went west. He did his production out of the west, and he, like, he took his whole group and put it together.
Uh-huh.
So you just find your whole group and you put it together.
Yeah.
You know, don't negate a certain part of who you are. Like, if you're, let's say, for instance, you're a black Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Okay? You got the new, you know, the slang or whatever, New York, you talk the English real good. And if you know your Spanish, you're over to come from your grandparents.
Yeah.
That's all those Spanish to me, whatever. Yeah. I got my, I got my little bike to me, you know, college right there. You know, and you mix it all up together. And then you got your, you know, your hip hop style soul. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So that's what was missing. Now, being that they didn't marry each other.
Uh-huh.
And the South, when the South was trying to come out, because I remember, oh my God, I remember like getting so much stuff exclusive to me from the West,
mm-hmm.
and I would play it on my mixtape all the time.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of them don't know, but now I'm gonna let y'all know. A lot of y'all who used to buy the mixtapes and everything out in the street back in like 99, 98, 97, 96, I was abusing the name DJ Free. So a lot of them didn't know I was Free.
Oh.
We had like the hottest mixed CDs out in the street. Me, Clue, you know, Capone, all of us, K-Slay, all of us, we was dominating the whole mixtape game. They thought that I was, they thought I was Cool Kid.
Oh.
Because DJ Cool Kid, he sounded, his voice sounded real young.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, y'all, DJ Freeze, blah, 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 you know, putting it on. And I would play a lot of stuff, a lot of, you know, West Coast. I was abusing Exhibit. I was playing his stuff like crazy.
Wow.
I was playing a lot of cool pop, you know. I was the first one to do the Biggie versus the East versus West, Biggie versus
Pop,
the whole nine. It was crazy. Streets was crazy.
So did you go under the name Preach because of the fact of the whole, at that point in time, the male domination, so you put the whole Preach behind, so they thought, in a sense, you was a dude doing it.
Yeah,
versus the female. That was okay.
And then, and the second thing was that. Well, firstly, no, that was the first.
Mm-hmm.
That was the second thing.
Uh-huh.
First, the reason officially why I did it because I'm laying all this foundation down in the streets. I'm putting it on,
uh-huh.
and I felt like okay, I didn't want the other person getting all the credit for all the groundwork I'm laying in the streets.
Uh huh.
Because I got the street credibility.
Yeah.
This is my home. This is
yeah.
me.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
The home of hip hop. This is what. And she uses Cinderella. I'm like, wait a minute. They're getting so confused. I'm laying the official groundwork and she's getting all the credit.
Yeah.
She up there, you know, dancing and doing what she's doing. I'm putting in the real work. I'm in the, you know, I'm getting my cuts and all, you know, doing the mixtapes and everything. And listen, so I was like, you know what? When I put my voice doing the drop, a lot of people, they thought that I was a dude.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, because of Cool Kid, because he had that young voice and everything, so that's why a lot of people didn't know. So it was crazy. We did our thing. I had my record store on the 25th Street called Fast Wave. A lot of people know me from that, and I was just putting it on. We was heavy, heavy in the street.
So if y'all got them vintage mixtapes out there, going by the name of Queen, that was the original Spinderella.
Yes.
Don't get it twisted. Don't get it
twisted. Cinderella and Free Cinderella.
Definitely.
Every day, all day. Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
Do we still got Google Live on the line with us right now? Oh, okay. So we're gonna see if we got some more callers. Don't forget to call in at 347-826-7722. Once again, man, give them out that Facebook again for contacting you and everything. Go throw that Facebook out there again.
It's the original Cinderella. That's it. You put it in.
That's what's up. That's what it is.
You'll find me. If you really looking for me, you'll find me. I'm in there. I'm on there.
And we want, I know, you know, it's heating up. We're going to throw this into the Get the Fuck Out of Here section.
Okay.
We're about to go ahead and set this. You know, there's a lot of things that went on this week that's crazy. But the first thing, let's talk about the topic. The topic today is, man, how do you deal with stress? How do you deal with stress in life? How do you deal with stress?
How do I deal with stress? Oh, my God. You know what? Whatever's going on in your life that you cannot change at this moment,
mm-hmm.
put it on the side. Put it on the side and just do you first. Just, you know, take it as it comes. You know how they say cross that bridge when you get to it?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no need in worrying about something if you do not have the power to change it. If you have the power to change it, be on the phone, do what you do, change it. But if you can't, even if it's something you can't change within an hour from now,
mm-hmm.
say, oh, I can't make this phone call for an hour, I can't reach these people, whatever, relax.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to wait because everything is in a timely fashion. Everything
mm-hmm.
is, you know, time.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to wait. So you just relax. You'll kill yourself. You know, you'll get gray hairs all day.
Yeah.
Your style start looking old, you know, sick and everything, and that contributes to being sick. So do you want to be sick? No, you don't. Stress is the number one killer, especially amongst African Americans. So you do not want to stress yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Minority, Haitian, whatever. Everybody gets stressed.
Uh-huh.
So don't stress yourself. De-stress. Think of something that you don't normally think about. Think about something that made you feel good, some place you went, the body you met, anything. Anything, just even if it's for 10, 15 minutes, if it's for 5 minutes, just relax. You know, just breathe.
Just relax. Okay.
Meditation is excellent. A lot of people don't know how to meditate.
So can you give us some tips on how to meditate? We got Dr. Spinner out in the building. So you know, we're taking some tips and stuff. Give us some tips. You know.
Oh my God.
How to relax? Get some relaxation zone.
Do you know what? Do some calisthenics. Just do some stretches or something. You know? Do some stretches. But say you're all dressed up, like you're looking all,
mm-hmm.
you're all dogged out, and you really don't want to mess up your hair, you don't want to sweat right now, or, you know, do anything like that. That's why I say with that, just close your eyes and just relax. Just relax. You can't change nothing, you know? That's not within your power to change. Just relax. Just relax. Think about yourself. Think about how good you look today. You were dressing yourself. You know, how you smell. You know, you ever smell yourself? Damn, I smell good.
You smell yourself.
You know, I just look in the mirror and be like, you know, damn, I look good today.
Yeah.
I really look good, you know. You know what? And I feel good. Yeah. And then think about, you're not sick. There are people out there that are really, really sick.
Mm-hmm.
They can't even get dressed today.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you can't. They can't do things for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So think about how blessed you are. You got your, so you can walk around.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
because I deal with special needs kids too. And the crazy thing about it, you know, you see all the strength they have.
Right.
I've dealt with a young boy. He was disabled, but all A student.
Okay.
You know, and he won't let you do nothing for him. He said, I got this.
Right.
I got this. And he's so strong at it, and I'm like, I'm so proud of him.
Yeah.
And then you got, you know, a lot of these kids are autistic or cerebral palsy, and they're just so strong.
Right.
And we complain about the littlest things.
Right.
You know?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
And that's it. That's the only thing. And real quick, we got a caller in from the 347. Call from the 347. I know you from New York, but tell me what borough you from. You know what I'm saying? We got the original Spinderella live in the building. You got a question? What up?
Hello?
347, you there? 347, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What up?
The price of living is up. I'm calling in for Emma. This is Terrell Blair. How are you?
Yo, you live on the show right now with the original Spinderella, man, and you live on the show online, man. Emma right here, but it Emma shows tomorrow, man.
Oh, shit. Well, look here. How are you? How are you anyway? She sent me something. How are you? How you been?
Doing all right, man.
We good.
I see.
Son.
I ain't mad. I like what y'all got going on. I just wanted to touch down with y'all. Let it be known y'all talking about some incredible subjects. You dig?
I'm saying, can you say hi to Spinderella? Can you do that first, though, baby?
Spinderella, how are you?
How are you doing? I'm good. All is well. I'm being blessed. I'm blessed.
That's what I'm talking about. I just wanted to give you a shout out. It's a pleasure speaking to you. And continue on and be well.
Okay.
That's what it is, man. Right. And don't forget, the original Spinderella will be opening up with your man Jay-Z and Eminem at Yankee Stadium. Tell them the dates on the 13th and the 14th. You already know what it is.
I support you, baby. Be well. All right.
Work it out.
We just playing. We don't have to we do real dinner.
I think we got a caller from the, I think, what's that, 8857? Boston in the building. I think that's my man, Buzzy, out there in Boston. Buzzy, you live in the building with the original Spinner Hustle. What's up?
What's going on? Had to come through, show that love. You already know.
That's what it is. Chilling out here with my girl. You know how we doing. We doing this Bronx style. We put it on. We don't play with it. We letting you have it. What's good? What's good?
y'all sound like y'all getting it in over there, hard body.
So, Buster, you got a question for the original Cinderella live in the building?
Oh, man, I mean, I just want to, first let me say it's an honor, man, you know, because you definitely go back, man, and you've been killing us since back in the day. My mom used to play all y'all joints, man, you know what I mean? I want to say it's an honor. But I want to say, like, what you got going for the summer? Any new projects coming out? I just actually joined in. You probably did mention it, but, you know, I'm a little late to the show.
Okay. I'm opening for Jay-Z in the 13th and 14th at Yankee Stadium. So you gotta be in the building.
Okay, that's definitely what it do.
Yeah, that's big.
That's what it is, man. How many people opening up for Jay-Z and Eminem? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In Yankee Stadium. I don't know. I know we have this beautiful woman right here doing that. What are you doing? You know, what are you doing? You know. For real, man. Hey, Buzzy, it's an honor to have her in here live right here. She's not just beautiful in pictures. She's beautiful in person. I think she's actually beautiful in person, yo. It's crazy right now, man. And we just doing it up, man. And we just enjoying this interview with her, man. And she's definitely a wonderful individual, man. And, you know, the meat of the potatoes is the thing, man. I know we've been holding back, you know, from this one. You know, we've been holding back. You know, but we got to release the animal. We got to release it from the cage. We got to release the animal from the raw. And we about to go on to this thing, right? Okay, now, it goes back to the times that you and Spinderella, you and the other Spinderella, right? Okay. Now, I can't really give her that title of Spinderella because you are the original Spinderella.
Absolutely.
Now, what... I don't know, like, what made that situation where she felt like she needed to claim that name when you are the original Spinderella and that whole situation with that, you know. And I want to hear, you know, the honor behind that whole situation. You don't have to get as witty like that if you don't want to.
I'm not going to try to get it out of my book. Okay, she going to have to get this out of my book. She's listening for a whole lot of information.
Well, we ain't going to get witty like that, but we're going to get a quick synopsis, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to get a little synopsis,
you
know.
Put that like a little synopsis. She want to have the book.
You know what I'm saying? We don't want to give them the whole book. The only way is to plug onto the site, hit up on Facebook, talk to her. You know what I'm saying? So right now, she's about to express.
All right. Well, this is the whole deal.
Okay.
The deal is that legally.
Okay.
I was in the studio recording, and
okay.
I still was, you know, using the name and everything.
Uh-huh.
But. We took it to court, and legally they're saying that, you know, you didn't use the name for a year, you know, you didn't put any albums out or anything
mm-hmm.
like that, so it's basically public,
okay.
You know, public domain.
Okay.
You know, anybody can use it.
Okay.
I said, okay, unless you want to go, you want to go and you want to go head-to-head with Disney
uh-huh.
to own Cinderella.
Oh, okay.
Because Salt and Pepper couldn't even really own their name. When I did that opened up a whole store for their name.
Wow.
So they were like, okay, now you're dealing with the Food and Drug Administration. This is
wow.
So it's no longer spelled the way it was spelled before. Before it was Pepper, like Salt Pepper.
Yeah.
All
uh-huh.
was Pepper.
Uh-huh.
She had to change it. So she changed it. Now it's P-E-P-A.
Oh, okay.
Because that was a whole, you know, big deal.
Wow.
So you don't want to, you know, you don't want to go public health with these people because you won't win. You'll be broke.
You be on this inside of bumming a milk crate. You know,
you don't want to do that.
And you know, and the people that know you and know the other I call you the original. The
right, let's just call her Dee Dee.
Okay, Dee. Okay, just call her. But that's what we gonna call.
Let's say Dee Dee.
It's on Dee Dee. You know what I'm saying?
What's up, Dee Dee?
Okay, so we got
Dee Dee.
Yeah, so we got Dee Dee over there. We got Dee Dee over there. So between Dee Dee, you know, you, everybody knows you in the streets. Everybody knows you in the grind. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So. We know you that, you know, being face to face, and we know her from, you know, later on in the situation. But she was the ground roots, the grass roots to everything.
Right.
You know,
she just came to pick up Trump later.
What?
You know, she just came and got the leftovers. You know, let me pick this up. You know, let me pick this up. No, but it's for real. But the deal is that I did talk with Dee Dee. Dee's cool with me.
Okay.
Dee's cool with me.
All right.
I saw her at it was Mother's Day.
Okay.
At Pavanona Green, and all the mothers. You know, this is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. All the mothers, mm-hmm. all the artists.
Okay.
So you got Heavy D's mom. You got Diddy's mom. Shout out to my girl. Mm-hmm. And it's like all these moms are there, right? Mm-hmm. So they come. You know, they're there mm-hmm. too. So. When I come in the bills and I'm strutting it. You know,
working.
I'm looking all jobs out, you know. Can't tell me nothing.
Okay.
And I see her and she's like, oh, she saw her mom. Oh, mom, that's the original Cinderella. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute, chick, you're supposed to be me. But I'm crazy. I'm looking at me and me. What's good? You know, I'm coming in talking. We just gonna be like, yeah, what up? You know, it is spoken up in there. So, you know, I'm coming in. Oh, mom, you know, I give you much respect, love, whatever. She said, I'm not trying to be you. I know I can't be you. And I'm looking at her like, I know, boo boo, you can't be me. You know, like, who's she drinking? You know? No, you can't be me. There's only one me. And, you know, she's like, you know, she passed off to me, you know, mm-hmm. or whatever. And I said, I'm very humble person,
uh-huh.
you know, but I call a spade a spade.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, she said it was just a low. So all of them came to me and they was like, listen, we need a space to be filled or whatever. And she saw the opportunity. She said, I grabbed it. She said, I'm not trying to be you. But then it seemed kind of fraudulent.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Because she said one thing, but then she's doing whatever they're telling her to do.
Yeah.
Like they were in an interview, and they're telling her, yo, say you're the real Cinderella. There ain't no other Cinderella, blah, blah, blah. And she's saying it. And then to top it off, it was so crazy because she's telling her to say that. And then Pepper comes down. Pepper says, yeah, well, there wasn't another, there wasn't a Cinderella. And I'm like, did y'all make up your mind what y'all gonna do? You know, what story is it gonna be? You know, where are you gonna go with it, you know? And it's like it's a joke to me.
Uh-huh.
It's really a joke because, and then, you know, she's out there and she's this, and I'm like, if she don't really know me, but if she know me like I know me, she would be a little bit more prevalent, you know, out there like rah rah, because I'm wild.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I'm letting it be no love big.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to get out there and do all that work and somebody else take the credit.
Yeah.
I've been this dude for a long time. And people, they do that all the time.
Yeah.
You know, like somebody come up in here and see Lush's, you know, oh, that's how she's doing it.
Yeah.
And then go home and do her homework and try to really be big wig on her, you know, like that.
Oh, I'm
better than her. You know, it's like,
I got so many of them already, man. I'm official.
You don't know, ask somebody. You know? And it's not until then that people realize that, oh, you know, I stepped on the wrong toes. You know, I shouldn't have did this. You know, it's not, you know, you get your little leg up or whatever, and you make out a little paper further, but is it really worth it at the end of the day?
Okay.
You got to live with that. And to me, for her, I would have been like, yeah, well. I'm DJ whoever. I'm DJ Dee Dee. I'm still in the void, but I'm me. I'm doing me.
Yeah.
That's how I would have been. I would have let it be known. Me personally, I can't sit up here and be luscious.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
never, ever be like the original.
Right.
You know, and for those copycats out there, you know what it is, man. Y'all need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you know, y'all got to get up out of here, man. But real talk, I just want to say that Spence, it's been an honor. It's been a pleasure to have you live with us, you know. And I know you're a busy woman, but I just want to say that mi casa, su casa, you know, and shout out to JC. It's the she thing. You know, she walked out purple carpet out here. I'm going to tell y'all out there. Like, I mean, I'm going to have pictures of it. But check this out. A lot of y'all cats walking the red carpet. You know what I mean?
The white carpet.
But I'm going to tell you, we got the
purple carpet.
Royalty, man. Purple carpet. Yes. Live in the building. You know? And, you know, we had the first, the only, the original Spinderella to walk. The first one.
The
blessed
yes.
for
yes.
us, man. Come on. We got royalty in the building.
Yes. They had me paparazzi out of here. Making me like crazy. I'm still kind of a little blinded over here. But I bought my shades, though.
But you know, we love you so much, and like, you know, whatever we can do to help you, any events coming up, you need us to take pictures, media, anything for you, man, we got you. We definitely love everything that you're doing.
That's what's up. I love all my brothers, for my brothers, so grab females out there. I always think all my interviews, I'm like, listen, females, I want to see you in the forefront. I want to see you come out. Whatever it is that you're doing, come out. I've been saying that from day one. I'm always pro female. I am pro male too, you know. I'm with the males, but the males kinda like they got their own back, you know, it's like they doing it. But the females need, you know, we need women to back women. We need the males, we need you to back us too, you know, that's very important too, you know.
We all need to
we
work
love
together.
You guys and we want you to support us and whatever it is that we're doing. Get us where we go, because and the whole at the end of the day, it's not just about women, it's not about men, it's about all of us together, it's about the both, men and women.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
That's
you know what I mean?
I love that. Yes.
Okay. We got Rose live in the building working the switch wars on the ones.
Whatever.
That's her ones is too bad of this war. And we got my girl, my A Boom Coon, my Sami Twin, he joined from the hip.
Hello.
UK live in the building.
Hello.
And I mean, and we got the one and only, the beautiful, the original Spin, the Bella live in the building. Salute. And we got Baby Spin in the building. Double salute.
Yeah.
And we live in Team Studios, the number one studio that I need to be in when you're in the Bronx area, man. We live in the building. You know, shout out to everybody. Any other people you want, shout them out, man.
We're going to be here all day. I can see it. But I got someone, and other little you been showing me up. I'm showing out everybody from Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, Staten Island, Long Island. You know we are, Harlem, you know how we do. All the DJs out there, all the MCs out there, all my dancers out there, all my models out there. Everybody doing what you do, how you do it, where you do it. Nobody can do it like you do it. Don't let them tell you any different. All right, it's the original Spinderella. I love it all out there. Peace. I'm going to do everything I can to put it on. You know, to make it, you never forget.
Definitely.
That's what it's about. When I leave here, I'm leaving something behind. My legacy, mine, shout out to Swift. I love you. Now we do. Legends, Emma, everybody out there. Real call, real life. You know how we do. We don't put it on. We don't play with this. Lush Radio, don't play with it. All day, every day. Get it in. Shout us out. Show us some love. Bring it in the building. Zimbabwe is official. We put it on. We right here. We put the stamp on it. Put it in our vein. Inject your style. We doing it all. But.
We're going to go on to some music and stuff. I'm going to say goodbye to the beautiful Spinderella. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go on to some music and everything. And we're going to be out and we're going to wrap it up, man. And do my final step. Love that.
Yeah. Thriller, bang like gorilla, got a tendency to pillar. When I drill her, I can feel her shiver.
Already in her, living in a liver like I'm liquor winding down in her spine. Better get her, get her.
She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be trying to give it to me, then I bang her quickly, quickly. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. Dollars in the cup, cause I ain't trying to fill my drink.
Fulfill my drink, women in the pink. Back her blackberry shakes, the CD on my link. Bathroom in the sink, and we grind to the beat. Then I think, why dance when we
I agree, she say I agree. When I open up my mouth, pour that liquor inside of me. Then I splash it, as I lick her body to get high. Roll that live, blow it sour to the sky. Baby, we just slide. Slow it down, then you slow it down, then you slow it down, then you she be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be trying to give it to me, then I beg her quickly, quickly. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. Dollars in the cup, cause I ain't tryna steal my dream. Banging the bubble, getting it wet, making it puddle. Came here to drug you, tryna get twisted, get you a couple. Make them drink until they all faded. Sit back like the split, watch them kiss, I be coordinating.
And I be doing things with your broad all naked. Never get it, miss mistaken, make her pop it like bacon. Shake it till she break it, and of course she gon' take it. And of course on top of me is her favorite. I think it's tryna slide.
Slow it down, then you slow it down, then you slow it down, then you she be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be trying to give it to me, then I beg her quickly, quickly. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. Dollars in the cup, cause I ain't trying to fill my dream.
We love all of y'all. Lush Radio Online, live in the building. You know, I just want to wrap it up and tell everybody thank you for calling in. Thanks, Spinderella, or the original Spinderella. And don't forget to, you know, when you're in the Bronx area, make sure you come to Team Studios, 752 East 137th Street, between Willow and Bruckner, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-2221 for all your mixing and recording needs, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Rooms are available for rent. Log on to www.teamentertainment.net and follow him on Twitter, TEMT1. And don't forget to follow me at Lush Radio Online, at MNE2K, at FutureGoon100. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com and see us live. Or hear us live, whatever you choose to do, whatever suits your fancy. But I love y'all. We are the people's voice. I don't do it for me. I do it for y'all. And we out of here. Lush Radio. Adios. Salud. Au revoir. Adabo. I'm out of here. Tomorrow, don't forget, it goes down. E2K on the spot. And you know what the topic is? It ain't tricking if you don't got it. You know what I'm saying? If you got it, it ain't tricking. What's the difference? You know what I'm saying? Call in tomorrow, 347-867-722. The beautiful, the sexy, ME2K will be hosting live. See you.
That's the
peace.
That's 712 Candy Lounge.
Definitely. Be out of here. Peace.